Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, May 7, 2018. We'll begin our meeting today with an education led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold.
Please bow your heads. Lord, we come before you one more time. Ask that you give a divine wisdom in each and every member of this court. Not only do we ask that, we ask for each and every elected official in Jefferson County. But not that. We ask for the families that have loved ones away that's fighting for our democracy. Lord, we ask these blessings in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Please join in the pledge to our great nation flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda a little bit out of order today. Under County Commissioners, item A, consider possibly approved proclamation for National Travel and Tourism Week. Item B, consider possibly approved proclamation for Drug Court Month and receive presentation regarding the Drug Court Program. And item C is consider possibly approved proclamation for Mental Health Awareness Week. The addendum item D is consider possibly approved appointing Gregory R. Keller, Builder and Maintenance Supervisor, Interim Director of Building Maintenance, Jefferson County Beaumont Maintenance Department, which vacated as a result of retirement on John Day 9, effective May 7, 2018. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And Ms. Hughes, if you would like to come forward, Commissioner Arnold has a proclamation he's going to read.
Thank you, full house here with you today, Kathy. We'll introduce those in just a minute. Let me read the proclamation. National Travel and Tourism Week. Whereas travel has a positive effect on Texas and the nation's economic prosperity and image abroad, it also impacts business productivity and to individual travelers' well-being. Whereas travel to within the United States provides significant economic benefits for the nation, generating more than $2.4 trillion in economic output in 2017, with nearly $1 trillion spent directly by travelers. It's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
I thought maybe it was a million.
I double checked it.
T and trillion, okay. Whereas travel is among the largest private sector employers in the United States, supporting 15.6 million jobs in 2017, including 8.8 million directly in the travel industry and 6.8 million in other industries. Whereas traveler spending directly generated tax revenues of $164.8 billion for federal, state, and local governments, funds used to support essential services and programs. Whereas travel in Jefferson County, Texas provides economic benefits for the county, employing 6,500 jobs, that's up 8.2%, and generating $10.5 million, that's 26.5%, in local tax revenue, and $556 million plus 13.6 in total direct travel spending per 2017 reports. Overall increases?
Yes.
Significant. Whereas international travel to the United States is the nation's number one services export and number two overall. Whereas meetings, events, and incentive travel are core business functions and help companies strengthen business performance, educate employees, and customer and reward business accomplishments, which in turn boost the U.S. economy. In 2017, domestic and international business travelers spent $317.2 billion. Whereas leisure travel, which accounts for more than three-quarters of all trips taken in the United States, spurs countless benefits to travelers' health and wellness, creativity, cultural awareness, education, happiness, productivity, and relationships. Whereas travel is a pillar of economic economic growth, creating jobs at a faster rate than any other sector. Whereas welcoming visitors from near and far always has been and always will be the enduring ethos of the travel industry in Jefferson County. Now, therefore, be resolved that the Commissioners' Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim May the 6th through the 12th, 2018, as National Travel and Tourism Week in Jefferson County, Texas, and urge the citizens of Jefferson County to join me in this special observance. Signed by Judge Jeff Brannick and the Commissioners' Court.
Lots of numbers in there, but Texas is a big state. Tourism is a big industry. You know, just to kind of bring it in a little bit more, I know I always talk about new money, and that money is made by other people that work in other communities, and they bring it into our community. So that helps our tax base. So in Beaumont, Port Arthur, Jefferson County area, direct travel spending, this is a 2016 number, because that's as close as we have. It was $635.5 million. So that helps our tax base. You know, a lot of people don't understand about tourism, but it really is all about money. anyway, I want to thank Commissioner's Court for allowing me to have the best job ever in welcoming people from all over the world to Jefferson County and sharing all the great things we have here. I have a couple of my staff members here. We've got Jesse Davis and Donnie Avery, and one of our partners, Dean Conwell. Everybody knows Dean. A lot of our partners are busy this week doing all kinds of things, so we're kind of running on a shoestring little group here today. But I want to thank you for doing that, and I want to encourage everyone to be a tourist in your own community. There are so many things to see and do here. We're so diverse. You can do everything from culture to go see alligators all in one day. You can go fishing in saltwater and go fishing in freshwater all in one day. We are definitely a destination. People come to Southeast Texas to see what we have and spend money and come back and tell their friends. So I just appreciate Commissioner's Court for allowing us to be ambassadors to the visitors. Over 97 countries have been represented there at the Visitor Center, and we see well over 5,000 a month. I know people will say, you have a lot of cars there, and we just never know. It kind of comes in spurts. There'll be a lot of cars, and then not many. So, but again, we want to thank the whole community, and hopefully everyone will get out this Saturday from 10 to 12 and come by the Visitor Center. We're going to be having popping popcorn, giving out cookies and things like that, just kind of celebrating National Tourism Week. Thank you. We have some goodies for you. And, of course, we have popcorn for everyone.
Well, those numbers are pretty staggering. Very impressive. So keep up the good work. Well, there. Passing this out, I just want to take a moment to recognize Greg, who we just voted on to be our new interim maintenance director. So, Greg, you just stand up, let everybody see who you are, and will anybody that's in here that needs repairs, maintenance, calling their department for our complex. Well, Greg is now the interim superintendent over director for the buildings here downtown. So, do you think?
Hard work
with everybody. He comes highly recommended and with a lot of experience in the private sector prior to coming over to the county. But he's glad to be here, from what I understand. So.
Well, congratulations on inheriting an 86-year-old patient.
That's
big
shoes to fill. We're up to the challenge.
You got a good team here.
Judge Thorne, would you like to bring your drug court team to the podium?
But I'm
going
to speak.
Judy going to speak?
I can't
wait any longer. Okay, well, let me read this proclamation. It says, whereas treatment courts are the cornerstone of justice reform sweeping the nation, whereas treatment courts have served over 1.4 million individuals, justice intervention in our nation's history. And they save up to $27 for every dollar invested and up to $13,000 for every individual they serve. Whereas treatment courts significantly improve substance abuse treatment outcomes, family reunification, substantially reduce drug abuse and crime, and do so at less expense than any other justice strategy. Whereas treatment courts facilitate community-wide partnerships, bringing together public safety and public health professionals in the fight against drug abuse and criminality. Whereas treatment courts improve education, employment, housing, and financial stability, promote family reunification, reduce foster care placements, and increase the rate of addicted mothers to, and decrease the rate of addicted mothers delivering babies who are fully drug-free. Whereas treatment courts facilitate community-wide partnerships, bringing together other public safety and public health professionals that demonstrate that when one person rises above drugs and crime, we all rise. Whereas the time has come to put a treatment court within every eligible reach of every eligible person in need, now therefore be resolved that Jefferson County Commissioner's Court proclaims in May 2018 as Drug Court Month in Jefferson County, and recognize the practitioners and participants who make drug courts work and the significant contribution that drug courts have made and continue to make in reducing drug usage, crime, and child neglect and abuse.
The first thing I want to do is to thank Judge Brannigan and the commissioners for the support. We couldn't do it without the county support. Our program continues to succeed, and we also have adult probations represented with their leader and some of their counselors here today. I don't want to take all the glory. And we'll introduce them after my speaker, if that's okay. And my speaker today is one of the most amazing women I've ever met. Her name is Patricia Velasco. She's a licensed chemical dependency counselor and currently the director of Franklin House. And I want her to tell you just a little bit of her story so you can see where she's been and where she's going.
Thank you. My name is Patricia Velasco. I'm a licensed chemical dependency counselor. I'm also a substance abuse professional. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to have a voice and for having this month recognized for drug court. I went to treatment in 1988, and in January of 2018, I became the director of the treatment center that I went to. So that was huge. I have come full circle. I have a team behind me. The counselors there are amazing. They are support for drug court. I'm in a position to be able to be helpful and to give back. I have a daughter that went through drug court 8 years ago, and that's what sparked my interest in drug court. And she's still clean today, 8 years later. She has regained Ashley, my daughter Ashley. So in the beginning, I was just excited about drug court, the support that she got. And when she got her children back, not only did she get her children back, but she got other children that didn't even belong to her. You know, she just loved children. And so that's what we do. We Franklin House is a place where we start the healing. The healing takes place when the drugs are taken out of their system and they start feeling all this stuff, and the children are able to be there, and a family comes in, and it's just an awesome thing to experience, to watch these women reunify with their families, and it's an honor to be a part of all that.
So. Thank you.
Julie and Miss Pat has, she skipped all the way to 2018, but she's been very instrumental in the probation department, also working with our safety aftercare clients, substance abuse felony punishment facility. You're all here, safety, safety, all kind of stuff where people don't want to go and be locked up and go to treatment. But she was very instrumental before she became the director in working with our clients for aftercare. And so we want to thank the Commissioner's Court and thank the community for supporting the adult probation department. I also have with me this, one of our officers, Ms. Tish Jones, who is an officer for the safety aftercare. We're working closely with Drug Court. Judge Ken Dollinger cannot be here today, but he presides over our court. And we want to thank you all for the support. And we are continuing to be successful. Our next graduation will be on the 16th, and you are welcome to join us.
Thank you so much. We don't have a graduation plan, but I encourage you to drop in on Drug Court whenever you have the time. It's every other Thursday. I can send a schedule. I would love for you to see the interaction between Judge Thorne and our participants. It's amazing.
Well, we're extremely thankful with the court DGU. I think this program is a perfect example of how you can leverage a little bit of money to avoid a lot of expense. And there's one thing that every individual sitting up here knows, as how expensive it is to keep people incarcerated for nonviolent crime. Whereas if we spend the money on trying to help them with their problems rather than putting them behind bars, it'd be best for the community all the way around. So this program's been a shining light in bringing the attention of the judicial branch of our government to attention to this issue, and hopefully will result in collaborations that can result in meaningful improvement in people's lives in the future and reduction in expenses in the criminal justice system. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here to receive the proclamation for Mental Health Awareness Month? Please come up, sir. Would you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, I'm Lane Fortberry, the PR Marketing Administrator for Forest Mental Health Center.
It's my honor and privilege to read this proclamation for Mental Health Awareness Month 2018. Whereas mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being, and whereas all Americans experience different times of difficulty and stress in their lives, and whereas prevention is an effective way to reduce the burden of mental health conditions, and whereas there is a strong body of research that supports tools that all Americans can use to better handle challenges and protect their health and well-being, and whereas mental health conditions are real, prevalent in our nation, and whereas with effective treatment, those individuals with mental health conditions can recover and lead full productive lives. And whereas each business, school, government agency, healthcare provider, organization, and citizen shares the burden of mental health problems and has a responsibility to promote mental wellness and support prevention efforts. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Commissioners Court of Jefferson County recognizes May 2018 as National Mental Health Awareness Month. We call upon all citizens of Jefferson County to observe this month with appropriate programs and activities to support mental health recovery. Signed, this day, Judge Jeff Brand, and all commissioners present.
Board Mayor?
Just want to start by thanking Jefferson County for supporting this Mental Health Center and all of our initiatives. Mental Health Awareness Month is super important. It's important to talk about things that you're experiencing and not be afraid to talk about them. So we're happy that we can recognize May as Mental Health Awareness Month, and we just really thank you guys.
Thanks so much for the fine work that Spindletop does in the community. And we know that many times it's been challenging for you, particularly since we've had a battle with Mississippi for several years for being the 49th or 50th least well-funded mental health budget in the United States. And we're thankful that during this last legislative session there were more funds allocated for mental health treatment, and Spindletop Services has just done a magnificent job out there in the community with the waiver program and the opportunity it provided for mental health deputies and collaboration that y'all brought to the county and the sheriff for making that a reality
before you sit down, what was your name again? I'm sorry, your last name?
Oh, Fortenberry.
Fortenberry, okay. And you was marketing PR?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fortenberry. Back to our regular agenda. The first thing I may is consider approval of award execute receipt and file acceptance of an offer for a term contract for inmate clothing and supplies in Jefferson County. With Acting Supply Company Limited, Bob Barker Company, Inc., Charm Tech's ICS, Gel Supplies, Inc., Tab Textiles Company, Inc., and Victory Supply, Inc., as shown on attachment A. I hope I'm not catching what Commissioner Hoffman has. Item B is considered approved disposition of salvage properties authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items in the first?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Hoffman. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And the county auditor, item A is considered approved budget transfer for JP Precinct 2 for additional cost for travel in the amount of $900. Item B is considered approved budget transfer to the Sheriff's Department, correct coding for purchase of storage building for feed and pack, and the livestock barn for buildings and structures in the amount of $8,900. Item C is considered approved budget transfer to General Services for postage for letters mailed out from SAM vendor verification in the amount of $600. Item D is still passed. Item E is regular county bills, check numbers 445967 through 446245. Do I have a motion on items A, B, C, and E?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hoffman. Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Item D is to discuss and approve remaining Spectra capital investment at Ford Park this calendar year. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Horn. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Is Claudio here?
No.
Would you like to come forward, sir, and present your plan?
Thank you, Judge Brannick and commissioners, for your support. It's hard to believe we've been here a year already. But, you know, from the beginning stages and even before officially being receiving the vote to take on management, there were some key buckets and areas that we had highlighted and identified in our plan that were important for us to implement once we got the ground up. We did phase one of that in, you know, April last year, where we installed a point-of-sale system within the complex, as well as catering equipment upgrades and marketing and special events. So the second piece of that was always our intent to replace the outdoor marquee at I-10, as well as have a show fund, which allows us to get aggressive in attracting additional content to the facility. And then also very importantly was putting some funds towards expansion of the Ford Fields concession stands and pairing that with existing monies for the JCTC to kind of get that to where we need to implement. So we're very excited to hit the ground running. The next step for us would be official bids on two of these projects, the marquee and Ford Fields concession stands, and then come back for your approval on that. But our goal is to get everything turned around in the next 12 months.
Any comments, questions from the commission?
I think one of the main concerns will be the concession stand. There's a lot of activity out there, so being able to meet the needs of everybody out there.
Absolutely. The goal is to increase the functionality, and our director of food and beverage, Brad Bro, is here in attendance. He can tell you more than anyone executing it every weekend for us, but absolutely, our goals are to expand the square footage, have more cooking space, have more windows to sell to patrons, and have more equipment, walk-in coolers that be very beneficial and efficient for us.
You said more walk-in coolers. What have you done thus far?
Brad, where anybody look at it? Get some info.
Up to this point, basically, we've added a new storage shed. It's given us the ability to hold more product there, but we can stop where we are right now. Of course, with the addition of the POS system that we put in, that's helped speed service a good bit. But we're still pretty far behind with having enough area and enough space to service our clients with the amount of people that we get throughout the course of the weekend out there.
It's definitely a popular destination and crowded.
Yes, sir.
Anything further? Thank you very much. We appreciate that report, Marty.
Thank you.
I just noted that while I was sitting here, I got a text message from Mayor Ford at Bevel Oaks, and the city of Bevel Oaks wants to thank the Commissioner Court for the extra round of debris pickup and the assistance in getting a text dot out there. Said that they've done an outstanding job out there. And so I guess I'd like to say thank you to Commissioner John Sharp and Commissioner of Greenville, Texas, who's done such an outstanding job in providing us with the resources from Texas to meet the needs out there in the unincorporated areas and in the smaller cities. Okay, moving on to county commissioners. No, we've done county commissioners. Under county tax assessor collector, item A, one item is consider possibly approving and authorize the county judge to execute receipt and file an agreement with Linebarger, Goggin, Blair, and Sampson LLP for the collection of delinquent property taxes, which is an extension and amendment of the contract originally executed May 1st, 2009. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Second. Okay, moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Is there anything you wanted to add to that, Ms. Gibb?
Just would like to say how pleased we are to have Clayton Mayfield and his team and what a great job they do for our county.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Mr. Mayfield. All right. Under
Engineering.
Under engineering, we have three items. Item A is to execute, receive, and file the utility permit to AT&T for the placement of a fiber optic cable starting at Boyd Road Substation, Brooks, and South Pine Island Road, located precinct 1 and 4. Item B is consider possibly approving amended plat of Lot 25 and Lot 26, Block 6, Northwest Forest Village, Phase 1, Section 2, located off of Sequoia Lane in precinct 1. In the Beaumont extraterritorial jurisdiction and has been reviewed by the Beaumont Planning and Zoning Commission that has met all of our planning requirements. Item C is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to Internet Management Services, Inc. for the placement of a fiber optic internet cable through all development phases of the Diamond D Estates, and that's located in Precinct 1. We have a motion on those items under engineering.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
This is a question, Mr. Rayo. AT&T contact us, or how did that come about?
They submitted a normal permit.
I hope that competition brings down the cost of bills, because I had a couple of people stop me Tuesday night at the public hearing for Texas, and they were talking about how high their internet service bills were over that water.
Well, it's all over the country. I'm spending enough on internet and cable TV to buy a new truck.
Wow.
Yeah, we could definitely use some competition. I see that it's Red T-Mobile or Virgin. Might end up with fewer great players rather than more. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Sheriff's Department, item A, consider possible approve and authorize the county judge to execute modification number 10 to intergovernmental agreement between Jefferson County and United States Marshal Service to adjust the per diem rate and the guard transportation rate effective February 1st, 2018. And item B is consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute amendment number 3 of the inmate telephone service agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Global Telelink Corporation to allow a lobby kiosk at the correctional facility. Do I have a motion on those two items?
Mm-hmm.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. That creates or completes our regular agenda. Anything any member of the court wishes to bring to public without our taking action. All right, well, we certainly thank all of you for being in attendance at court today. Appreciate the information that many of you provided. Appreciate the services that y'all providing to the citizens of Jefferson County. And we are adjourned.